Man convicted in high-speed fatal Mission Viejo crash. Santa Ana, California, a 28-year-old man was convicted Monday of a speeding death that killed a driver in Mission Viejo 5 years ago. Jurors deliberated for about 90 minutes before convicting a fifth Kevin Doefy of second-degree murder in the March 25, 2017, death of 33-year-old Judith Noval. Doefy, who is scheduled to be sentenced December 13, faces 15 years to life in prison. The defendant, who had been out on bail, was taken into custody Monday. Doefy had been ticketed multiple times for speeding before the crash. The question in this trial is how many times did defendant have to be warned about his driving, Senior Deputy District Attorney Dan Feldman said in his opening statement of the trial. Whatever it wasn't enough. The event data recorder in the defendant's Camaro showed he was going 99 miles per hour just 2.5 seconds before he collided with Noval's Hyundai at Alicia Parkway and Althea Avenue, Feldman said. Doefy was caught speeding 109 miles per hour on the San Diego Freeway in Mission Viejo in October of 2014, Feldman said. The defendant fought the ticket and was convicted, the prosecutor said. Feldman played a recording from a trial in which the defendant acknowledged the dangers of speeding and his judge asking what would it take for him to slow down. The defendant said his conviction was a pretty big wake-up call, according to Feldman. In January 2016, he was caught driving 63 miles per hour in a 45 miles per hour zone and had to go to traffic school, Feldman said. At one point, his license was suspended for having too many points on his record, the prosecutor said. Doefy's Camaro had a supercharged V8 engine with no catalytic converter and racing tires, Feldman said. Witnesses said before the crash he was seen speeding on the 5 freeway, Feldman said. He slammed into Noval's car as she was turning left onto Althea, Feldman said. One witness who followed him off the freeway said Doefy approached him at the crash scene and claimed he was going 55 miles per hour, which the witness thought was laughable, Feldman said. The prosecutor also played a 911 recording the defendant made from the crash scene in which he lamented, my car," while cursing about the other driver. His concern is about his car, Feldman said. Ms. Noval is dying, and he's concerned about his car. Noval didn't die right away. She fought for a month before she was pronounced dead, Feldman said. Doefy slammed on the brakes a second before the collision when it was already too late, Feldman said. An expert is expected to testify that had he been going the speed limit, he would have been able to avoid the crash, Feldman said. It was defendant's choice to drive at that speed that led to her death, Feldman said. Doefy's attorney, Ed Wellborn, told the jurors, make no mistake, this is a tragic case, very tragic for everyone involved. There are no allegations of driving distracted or the defendant being under the influence, Wellborn said. The government's case is predicated on speed only, Wellborn said. Doefy, who grew up in Mission Viejo, had just turned 23 at the time of the crash, Wellborn said. He still lives with his parents and was working for the family cleaning business and taking classes at Saddleback College, Wellborn said. Doefy and his girlfriend, Tala, met two other friends that evening at the Irvine Spectrum for dinner and a movie, Wellborn said. Before they got there, she confessed to her boyfriend for the first time that she was struggling with an eating disorder and hadn't eaten in 3 days, Wellborn said. He's never been confronted with anything like this before, Wellborn said. The two did not eat dinner and were quiet through the movie, Wellborn said. On the way home, he kept at his girlfriend to grab something to eat until she finally agreed to have a peanut butter sandwich at his home with special bread his mother always has on hand, Wellborn said. He's ecstatic, Wellborn said. In his mind, he's trying to save her. He was speeding, yes. But there's no argument in the car, no fighting. He was trying to get her home as quickly as possible, not trying to endanger anyone. Doefy attempted to veer right to avoid the collision, but the Camaro, his pride and joy that he got when he was 17 years old, flipped over and landed upside down, Wellborn said. He broke his wrist, but he was able to get out with his girlfriend, the attorney said. You can tell he's in shock, he's panicked, and doesn't understand the gravity of what happened, Wellborn said of the 911 call. He mistakenly also believed the driver had fled since Noval had slid over to the passenger seat in the crash, Wellborn said.